The New South Wales state election is set for this coming Saturday the 23rd, and both major parties are still announcing policies. Premier Berejiklian and Police Minister Troy Grant are on Sunday revealing a new trial that gives police the power to search houses or cars of convicted drug dealers without a warrant. Nathaniel Keesing has more.
It's only 5 days until the New South Wales state election comes to a head, and parties are still announcing policies to try and sway voters to their side. The Coalition on Sunday announced a new trial giving police the power to search houses and cars of convicted drug dealers without a warrant. Professor Peter Norden of Deakin University and Fellow of the Australian and New Zealand Society of Criminology believe this trial is just another example of a failed attempt of the war on drugs.
We need to actually think carefully about social policies because they have costs, both financial and social. Already in New South Wales, there's 15,000 inmates in prison, and the New South Wales government's planning to build a further 7,000 prison cells, and that's at a cost of $110,000 per inmate per year. You might think, well, this is all to actually win the war on drugs, but this approach that the coalition in New South Wales seems to be approaching is just a further example of the ways in which the war on drugs has failed.
Meanwhile, Greens MP David Shoebridge believes allowing the police the power to search convicted drug offenders' homes without a warrant also infringes on individual freedom.
If the police have a case against somebody and have a valid reason, a reasonable suspicion that somebody is engaging in serious illegal activity, if that's commercial drug dealing or the like, well, then they need to go to a magistrate and show that evidence to a magistrate and persuade a magistrate to give them a warrant. That's the way the law has worked, not just the last few years. That's the way the law has worked for well over a century in our legal system. And throwing away that protection for a cheap political stunt, as the Premier is doing just before this general election, is a pretty obscene breach of our civil liberties by the Premier and by her entire party, the Liberal Party.
These new police powers will be trialled in the Hunter Valley, Bankstown, Coffs Clarence and the Orana Midwestern region. However, Professor Norden believes these areas are being unfairly targeted.
I do notice that the plan is being trialled in the Hunter Valley region, which is in fact, and a number of other regions, which reflect the most disadvantaged postcode areas in New South Wales by far. Now, those postcode areas are not necessarily the most criminal areas, but they're certainly the most policed areas. Now, I'm just thinking of, the capacity to raid houses of people who have been previously convicted, perhaps 10 years ago, what the circumstances would be for the young children growing up in those homes. And now, the law has checks and balances, and over the years, those checks and balances have worked in our community's favour. So I just feel that this is another example on the eve of election, getting tough on crime, war on drugs. But do the community realise that, the constant increase in prison numbers in New South Wales is actually taking money away from those disadvantaged areas, where they could be invested in education, in housing, in health services, in transport. So to single out this idea that you could raid houses of families where there is one person living there who's had a prior conviction, possibly 10 years ago, without thinking of the impact on those particular communities, is not particularly good policy. But it might be successful in winning a few votes. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's good governance around criminal justice policy.
Professor Peter Norden of Deakin University, ending that report by Nathaniel Keesing.